Amir Ahmad had nothing to say as he walked out of federal court in Columbus Monday. The former deputy state treasurer is fighting accusations that he showed favoritism to a certain Ohio business in exchange for hundreds of thousands of dollars. The charges include conspiracy, bribery, and money laundering. In court, Ahmad sat quietly as federal prosecutor Doug Squires read each charge. Altogether, Ahmad faces up to 60 years in prison if found guilty. His alleged co-conspirator, Muhammad Noor Alo, faces similar charges. He also pled not guilty. The indictment says Ahmad hired Douglas Hampton's company to conduct several lucrative securities trades in exchange for a kickback of more than $500,000 disguised as legal fees and loans to a company Ahmad partially owned. Prosecutors confirm that Hampton and Ahmad's business partner, Joseph Shivaroli, already pled guilty to offenses related to this case. According to the indictment, Ahmad's alleged actions occurred in 2009 and 2010 when former state treasurer Kevin Boyce was in office. Boyce, who's now a representative in the Ohio House, could not be reached for comment on the case. After serving in the treasurer's office, Ahmad became comptroller for the city of Chicago under Mayor Rahm Emanuel. Ahmad stepped down from his post earlier this month. Both he and Alo are expected back in court on October 21st. Andy Chow, at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.